Hello, welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy series, ITIL for IT professionals. Today we're going to be talking about continuous service improvement. My name is Nathan Lesnowski. I'm Architect and Director of Infrastructure Concurrency. I consider continuous service improvement to be one of the most important processes in all of ITIL because its job is to keep getting better all the time. So let's dig into it. Continuous service improvement is about always improving what you're doing. So let's kind of go back to one of our earlier examples. Let's say we're launching a rocket into space. So say I'm NASA. I want to launch a rocket into space, and I've decided in my strategy that I want to launch a new rocket to the moon. And in launching that rocket to the moon, I've designed a rocket. I've organized the transition of launching that rocket. And when it's in flight, I have an operational process for supporting that rocket to get it to land on the moon and then land back on Earth. Now, let's say that worked out pretty well, but maybe I wasn't able to get all the things I wanted on the moon because I didn't necessarily have the right tools with me. Or maybe I didn't have as much fuel as I wanted to have with me. Or my communication gear didn't work quite as it was supposed to because of some technical glitch. So I want to improve my ability to be effective in launching the next rocket, so when I launch it, it's better. I don't want to just keep doing things the way I've always done them. Sometimes IT organizations, they get into that cycle. They just do things the way they've always done them. And they may have been intentional once. They may have gone through a roadmap once. But they don't really circle back to that roadmap and determine how that roadmap is being implemented this year versus last year. Continuous service improvement is about taking the practices that we just went through, the strategy, the design, the transition, and the operations, taking those practices and then continuing to improve by looping back around into strategy and saying, this worked pretty well, how can I do it better? It follows the plan, do, check, act process. Saying, I want to plan something, I want to do it, but then I want to measure how effective I was at doing it. And I want to act against that to do it better. The best thing we can do is we can arm ourselves with information to make decisions against these practices that allows for us to be able to make better decisions in the future. Give ourselves the good information to make decisions instead of just guessing. Give ourselves the ability to make a strategy that ties our business objectives and use information from previous practices to inform them. So if I'm going into my strategy phase again, maybe I need information about how expensive a given service is to support. Or I need information about how I should define my design or how I should define my transition plan so I can do it better. Continuous service improvement is about regularly having those meetings and regularly having those planning initiatives to do things better than you did before. So how do we manage quality? What are the practices in doing that? Well, first, we identify the strategy for improvement. Identify what is it that we want to improve. So we define what we want to measure. In operations, for example, we've defined our KPIs. We've said we want to manage our mean time to resolution, our mean time to acknowledge. We want to know how quickly I'm resolving a P1 incident, how quickly I'm acknowledging my P1 incidents. Also, maybe another metric might be I want to understand how many times I have to reroute an individual incident throughout its life cycle. How many times does it get reassigned? Maybe I want to keep that under 2. So maybe my goal is most incidents get resolved at the first assignment, and a smaller percentage of those get resolved at the second assignment. So that means I'm then going to gather data around that and know whether or not I've accomplished that or not. I also need to then process it and say, okay, let's organize it in a consumable fashion so I can understand it. I need to analyze it. And I need to present that information and say, look, here's how I'm going to change the way that I'm implementing this service in the future. So how do we do that? Well, the way I think about it is we're going to go all the way back to the idea of service management. We're ultimately in the business of delivering IT services to our customers that they consume from us. We deliver something to the business that they need from us. One of the examples we were using was a customer ordering application. That customer ordering application is used by our end users or our customers to order things from us. Maybe they're also using things like email or SharePoint or my customer data access system or my ticketing system or my point of sale system. I've got these different things that I deliver to the business. The place that we gauge and measure ourselves against is that business service. That thing I deliver to the business is the list of things that I do in IT. So each of those things I deliver to the business, I then have metrics that are tied to. So you can see in my graphic below that I have examples of that. So I have, for example, my health. So let's take my point of sale system, for example. My point of sale system is customer facing. It has a health of green. Its incident SLA is green, which means that I've been responding to my incidents appropriately over the period of time this has been tested for. The priority of this particular service is critical. The status is in service. Then here's the different work items that have been opened over that period of time. This could also be perhaps successful metrics for work items. Whether or not I've achieved my SLA for my application, or what my target SLA was for my application, and then whether or not I've achieved it. So for example, here's an example of that SLA metric. So I can say, have I achieved the uptime that I promised for my point of sale system? Then how much storage does it take? Kind of going into the idea that I could calculate cost against the service from the hardware that's in my configuration. Maybe I can look at something else like my accounting line of business application. That's also really important. That has a critical health and it's also breached. I haven't been serving them very well. It's a high priority service, but I can see that it's consuming a lot of work. So I can see I have 234 incidents and 102 incidents, 234 service requests and 102 incidents, 43 problems. Man, this is a big consumer of my time. So maybe as I'm going into my strategy, I can use these metrics and then say, how can I do a better job on my accounting line of business application? These people might be pretty happy with me, right? I have a pretty small number of incidents, which means it's working pretty well. There's basic service requests being opened, but this accounting line of business application has a lot more incidents. How can I improve their experience, not breach what I'm promising to them? Now, it also looks like my Link voice services are getting to a warning state, and they're also in a warning state of my health. So as much as they may have a moderate number of work items here, this allows me to focus my strategy on, instead of waiting until it's in a breach status, maybe then I'm focusing also on the warning statuses and trying to get them back into a clean state. This is the kind of information that I want all IT managers, all IT directors, and people in the field to have. Most businesses don't have this. Most businesses are looking at their incidents maybe, and they're maybe looking at classifications, but that's about the information that they have. They may have budget information because they know kind of what they spend on IT, but they really don't have it broken down by thing they deliver to the business. So when we're talking about continuous service improvement, we're not just talking about kind of arbitrarily want to get better. Everybody could kind of say we want to get better. What are you doing to let yourselves get better? Continuous service improvement starts with the service. Continuous service improvement starts with the service. It allows for us to focus on the things we want to improve and how do we want to improve them against metrics we've defined and ways that we want to improve the way we deliver for our customers. This is information that I've gotten out of System Center, I've gotten out of Azure, I've gotten out of my automation tools, I've gotten out of Operations Manager. It allows for me to bring this information out and help people make better decisions. Continuous service improvement is all about taking all of these practices that we talked about, focusing on a service basis toward those practices, and then attacking the problems in specific intentional areas to allow us to do a better job of serving our customers. And that's really what IT is all about. It's about serving our customers in an excellent way, in a way that aligns with our business objectives. And the only way that we can really align with our business objectives is if we focus on what we're delivering to them in the first place and what its value is to the business and whether or not that value reconciles. So for example, if I'm going out to buy a car, I might need a car for my family. Let's say I've got some kids in my family. I've got my particular family, I have four kids, right? So I'm going to go out and buy a car. Well, I can't just buy a small car. I need to buy a minivan, or I need to buy something that can ship those four kids around. Well, maybe I go out to buy that car and it's $100,000 for that minivan. Say, look, that's not fitting my needs. I may need a minivan. But $100,000 minivan is not accomplishing what it is that this needs to accomplish for me. I need to get from point A to point B safely with my kids. So a minivan that's maybe costing $19,000 or something like that is going to be much more aligned with what my needs are. In the same way, this point of sale system or my accounting line of business application, maybe my accounting line of business application is costing me millions of dollars a year. And maybe I only use that for one or two people. And those one or two people could just as easily get away with a much less expensive application that's able to accomplish their needs. Maybe even it's a software as a service application that's easy for me to adopt. So I can focus then, knowing the work that went into it, knowing my sunk costs, knowing my storage costs, knowing my how I'm achieving my SLAs, I can focus my correction around taking that accounting line of business application and providing a better experience the next year. So when you look at, say, executive metrics, you can look at how successful have I been across the things I deliver to the business, how much they cost, whether or not my customers are happy, and whether or not I'm delivering things that the business is actually asking for. That's really my measurement of success in IT. And that's how I want to give you the right practices and the right tools to be able to accomplish those deliverables, to be able to show what it is you're doing. This comes up a lot when we're talking about software as a service. Because, for example, let's say you're currently using an on-premise Exchange system, and you're having some good days with the Exchange system and some bad days with the Exchange system. Well, you kind of know throughout a given year now how many incidents have been opened for it, how many service requests, how many problems, how many changes, how much it costs from the on-site infrastructure, and whether or not your customers are happy. You know potentially even what that cost is because you can total up the hardware. Can you compare that against someone who says, let's go to Office 365? Maybe Office 365 is a good decision. Maybe it's not a good decision for your business. It depends on your business, right? But if you know the information about what it costs and whether or not your customers are happy, you then can either say, I'm going to improve what I'm doing on-premise by moving to the latest version of the Exchange platform on-premise on more reliable hardware in a virtual state rather than a physical state, or I'm going to move to Office 365 and I'm just going to consume as a service this application. It allows you to make an educated decision, not just a decision. So when we're talking about service management practices, we're talking about this in a way which allows us to be very effective. It allows us to make decisions which align with the needs of our business. What are the Microsoft tools that allow for us to accomplish this? Well, ultimately, Service Manager provides the tools for service improvement. It's coming from the aggregate of all the different work items in System Center. Incidents, problems, changes, releases, service requests, configuration data, asset data. It's all bubbling up on a service basis. Operations managers feeding us information about usage. Our virtual machine manager infrastructure and our Azure infrastructure is understanding information about chargeback. We're using things like SMA and Orchestrator to automate. Maybe I should be counting how much that automation is saving me so I can bubble that up in a report. All that information is very helpful to me. It allows me to make better decisions. All right, so let's talk about next steps. First, ask yourself some practical questions. How do I know if I'm successful in IT? How do I know if I'm delivering something that my customers ask for and want? And how do I know if I'm delivering that thing they're asking for in a successful way? Do I know that information now? Or do I even know what I deliver to my customers? Continuous service improvement is about taking the things I deliver to my customers, intentionally analyzing them, and getting better at individual deliverables. So do I know what I measure against? Do I know what my KPIs are? Also, do I set expectations and get those against those measurements and judge myself based on them? Do I use information? Do I use specific data to judge my actions? Or do I just use basic expectations that I'm trying to set? Do I use information to make my decisions? Or am I kind of guessing? These practical questions are going to hopefully help you to get more intentional with making your decisions in IT. Whether you're in the field every day working with users or you're trying to guide the department, these practices of continuous service improvement on a service basis allows for you to be more effective. All right, this is the end of our Microsoft Virtual Academy series on ITIL for IT professionals. Thanks for taking the time with us. I'd encourage you to use these practices to implement better delivery of IT services to your customers, to improve the way you deliver IT services to your customers, and help yourself to help your business, help your IT department to serve your business in the way that the business needs it. So the business can grow, the business can be more effective. The business cannot look at IT as a cost center, but look at it as an enabler for the business to grow and the business to be effective in its core mission. Thanks for taking the time with us on Microsoft Virtual Academy.